Millions of American students lack access to the technology they need to succeed in the digital world. Verizon Innovative Learning has helped over 1 million kids get free tech education, and they'll help 2 million more by 2021. Learn more at verizoninnovativelearning.com/WS1.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, the autonomous car race sees a surprising new partnership, another one, I should say. This time we have Honda set to invest billions in GM's self-driving car unit. As car makers, tech giants, friends, foes, and the like scramble to plant their stakes to be number one in self-driving cars. How the latest heats up the race, but first, these tech headlines. In similar news, SoftBank Group has teamed up with Toyota to deliver meals and other services in self-driving cars. The companies hope to deliver on things like robot-cooked meals or provide medical checkups to an aging populace in Japan. And the journal writes the hope is to catch up with U.S. and Chinese companies, which have taken the lead in autonomous vehicle tech. Facebook remains busy with its post-breach rounds. It briefed Department of Homeland Security officials last week and some individual lawmakers this week about the cyber incident where hackers gained access to nearly 50 million accounts. The Wall Street Journal's Deepa Seetharaman reports that the company is expected to meet with other congressional committees, including the Senate Intelligence Committee, as early as this week. In a statement updating the findings of its internal probe, Facebook said it has so far found no evidence that the attackers accessed any apps using Facebook login. For the latest updates to the story, follow Deepa's coverage at WSJ.com. And coming next year, a brand new version of the Nintendo Switch video console. The journal says sales of the Switch, introduced in March 2017, are still solid, but no longer delivering the favorable surprises that marked the machine's first year on the market. Nintendo is looking to release the new Switch in the latter half of 2019, perhaps as soon as the summer. Between its introduction last year and June of this year, Nintendo sold 19.7 million units of the Switch, a pace that compares favorably with Sony's PlayStation 4, the most popular console among the current generation of video game players. Coming up, what Honda's big investment in GM means for the future of self-driving cars. This week, we learned that Honda will dig into its pockets for $750 million. It will hand that over to General Motors' self-driving car unit, GM Cruise, with plans to commit an additional $2 billion in the coming years. The goal? Make driverless cars from the ground up, make a lot of them, and deploy them everywhere. No pressure. Let's get more. Joining us from the newsroom in Detroit is Wall Street Journal reporter Adrian Roberts. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, of course, so as your piece gets into, the transportation landscape is really seeing an overhaul, and it's currently, like as we speak, it's being reshaped by technology. You're seeing big tech and big auto join forces more and more. This pairing is an interesting one for various reasons, but ultimately, Honda sees itself working with GM Cruise to shake things up and claim some ground in this autonomous car race. How so?
Right. So I think on its face, it's kind of weird. You wouldn't expect two automakers who are experts in quite similar things to be pairing up.
Right.
But what the deal is here is that automakers and technology giants need capital in order to build autonomous vehicles. And you're seeing some partnerships form between other automakers. So Fiat Chrysler and BMW have also joined forces. Toyota is joining forces with Uber. So it really, the stakes are off here. And it's really, everyone is trying to find a partnership that works for them and that they can swiftly build autonomous vehicles in order to deploy them. So with all this money, they can work even quicker. And I think every automaker wants to be the first one to say, hey, we have launched an autonomous vehicle and it is on a roadway at this point. So, you know, I don't think they care too much about who they're going with as long as they think they can be first, because you want to have that badge of honor.
Right. It speaks to the landscape and how quickly it's moving and how competitive it is. And, you know, speaking to that, the deal is sure to attract, let's say, interest from industry rivals. They are certainly out there. How is competition looking these days? And more importantly, what does this partnership mean to them?
Yeah. So Waymo has always been seen, which is Google's self-driving car unit. That's been seen as the leader for the past, you know, few years. And so this is kind of also a vote in confidence in GM's Cruise autonomous driving unit, because they're saying, hey, we think that you can get to the finish line quicker here than we could have with Waymo. And the interesting thing is that Honda has been talking with Waymo for 2 years, and they kept saying, oh, we're in talks, and nothing really happened. And then all of a sudden they come out with this announcement saying, okay, we're going with GM.
Right. It was surprising on many levels, this partnership.
Right. And GM and Honda are both known as being, you know, great at engineering, and I think Honda more so. So I think they'll be able to bring some expertise to this and how to build cars. And they've always prided themselves on being good engineers. And GM is going to build the vehicle, and they're obviously, along with Honda, experts in manufacturing. So unlike Waymo, who has never really built something before, Honda and GM, you know, they're experts at mass producing vehicles. So I think that gives them maybe a slight edge over Waymo in this case.
It's so interesting because you know, it always seems like everyone wants to make it about who will win this race, right? Big auto or big tech. And more we're just seeing it's all going to come down to a partnership. And here we are again.
Right. I know. And I think it's almost like a shift from, okay, we want to be the first, we want to do it on our own, to, oh, wow, we have some real competitors here, and we need to join forces with whoever we can to say, hey, we were part of that partnership that got there first.
Wall Street Journal reporter Adrian Roberts, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
And that is Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.